Hello, and welcome to the Smut Show,
a weekly podcast from your new internet book besties.
We discuss all things spicy books and mix in a little bit of motherhood, life, self-care, and everything in between.
So sit back,
grab a beverage,
and let's chat.
Hello, and welcome to the Smut Show. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Neely, and it's just us, guys.
And it's just us.
But it wasn't supposed to be.
It was not.
So we are pivoting. We had a guest scheduled. So it's us. We were like, you know what? We've blocked the time out. We're going to record. I have a lot of very random things we can talk about, but I'm just going to be real upfront with y'all. This is going to be a chatty, yappy episode, and I have no idea what it's going to look like, but I hope you listen because these are usually our best ones.
Yeah, we do not have an agenda. We do not, like, we are truly just flying by the seat of our pants on this. It is like a week before Halloween. So we've got, and I think this is scheduled to air next week. So we've
Happy
got a couple
Halloween
of days until
to
Halloween.
All who celebrate.
Happy Halloween. Who doesn't celebrate? I guess the Jehovah's Witness don't celebrate.
I will say, I mean, there's like some people I follow on the internet.
Oh,
that are
like very conservative
group of Christianity.
They want to be able to dress up, but not, and like they want to be able to go to door to door, but they don't celebrate Halloween.
Yeah pretty much.
Pretty much.
I will say though, like I saw a meme and I shared it on my Instagram today that I feel like perfect, like I feel like it encapsulates me, and it said, what are you doing on Halloween? And it was like, I might put my tree up. And I was like, oh,
that is you.
That's me.
Yeah.
I will say I have blocked it in the calendar that we are going to put our tree up the day after Halloween.
I might do that this year. I feel like it's been a bleak year. We need some joy.
Know, I mean, we've got the White House being demolished. We've got government shutdown, which affects me because my husband works for the government.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even put two together.
He's essential. So he is working and getting paid. So it affects me in the sense, though, that like if the government shutdown doesn't fix itself, he won't get a raise or a bonus, which kind of sucks.
Yeah. Well, it's just things that you kind of plan on.
Work. Well, and people, I mean, listen, I would hate to be one of the people that's like forced to work but not getting paid.
Oh, yeah. Like there are definitely worse things
like TSA.
That could be happening with his job, but it is still frustrating.
It's very frustrating, especially because, like, he had to go back into the office full-time, you know? And it's, like, they made this whole stink about government workers having to go back into the office full-time. And I'm like, okay, but, like, now you're not even paying them, so.
Right. You're sending them back, but then you're shutting.
But, you know, just, listen, it's just another day in America. Should we do some ones and fives?
Let's do some ones and fives. I actually wrote mine down today.
Then I'll let you begin.
Okay, perfect. Mine are all weather related because we're in Texas and it is finally dipped below 80 degrees.
But like, have you looked? Because, and I know that the rain is not ideal for you, but like today is the last day above 80.
I know. I'm
Which
so excited.
Like, Next Wednesday night, the low is 48. Mm. For those who don't live in Texas, a mere 5 days ago, it was 98.
Yeah.
So I just, you know.
It's finally feeling nice outside. And like the problem is, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, is like the hot seasonal depression is just like.
That's where mine comes from. I don't actually get winter seasonal depression.
No. I'm like, I'm okay with it being darker. It is hard to like wake up. Like I get that. But like. It's hard to wake up now, you know.
I love it. And I don't know if you're like this. I like it getting darker earlier. I know that that's not for everybody. I'm okay with it being dark at 5 p.m. My kids go to bed early anyway.
Yes.
So, like, I have no problem with it being dark early. I actually thrive better in the winter, I feel. And I think it's because I really enjoy not wearing a bra.
Mm-hmm.
And the winter really allows for
it that. Does yeah
so
I did I don't remember if we talked about this on the podcast, but I did order the
Ebi bras.
Yeah, they're not here
yet. Did you like them?
I'm still waiting.
Oh my god, I can't wait to hear what you think.
It is taking forever and a day. I need to email their customer service because I feel like I ordered them a while ago. Like I ordered them when we talked.
Use my code though.
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks.
Or no, it didn't. I used your link because the code wasn't working because it was also already on sale. They were having like their anniversary sale. But
that's fine.
Anyway, yes, I'm very excited about that. And I feel like I thrive in winter too. And just being able to go outside, I'm like very excited about that.
I don't love when it's like 16 degrees though.
Like, no.
I will say I have a cap of like, I enjoy winter until it like is painful to actually go outside. Yeah. Like when I have to pick my kids up from school and I like could cry, it's so cold. It's too cold.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say below 40. I'm not thriving there.
Yeah. My one star is also weather related because though we need the rain, which I feel like so old for saying that. I'm like, we need the rain.
Every time I say that, I'm like, my yard. I'm like, who is she?
we really needed that rain. It just like takes me into my childhood where I feel like my parents said that. But though we need the rain, it is supposed to rain all day tomorrow. And I'm supposed to have you all know I run these grown-up book fairs around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we've got one tomorrow night, which I'm really excited about, at Reunion Tower. And it's our first one at night. And it's in this like iconic location. If you don't know what Reunion Tower is, it is like when you think of the Dallas skyline.
If you've been to Dallas and you see that ball, it looks like a ball on a stick.
It's the ball.
That's Reunion Tower. Yeah,
it's the ball. That's Reunion Tower.
It's the big ball.
People know it. Yeah, I'm like, it's very phallic, which like tracks. Like, I'm very excited about it. And I was so excited when they reached out. It's kind of a unique fair because it is up in the sky and like it's just got some interesting needs as far as like loading in all of our stuff and everything like that. So I am a little bit concerned about it being raining while we're like trying to load everything in, which is not fun, but at least it's not an outdoor fair because we do those too where we'll have like mostly outdoors or indoor outdoor kind of thing. And that's not this, like at least it's all inside.
Surely Reunion Tower has plans for that because there are events there all the time. So like, and I'm like, surely once they have like a loading situation.
Yeah. For the event itself, I'm not super concerned mm-hmm. because it is like we're inside. There is an outdoor portion, but like it is inside. But like there is like a load in area, but I just don't know how much it's covered. And then you have to like move your car and go park it. And like, we're going to get wet. Okay. And not in a fun way. So that's my five, because I'm excited about it. It took Neely a minute to get that. She finally got it.
No, I have to show you what I'm laughing at. Andrew just sent me this picture. You'll get it. You have children. Six, seven.
Oh, listen, we haven't gotten into that.
Oh my God. Charlotte does it.
No.
I don't listen.
I think it's because we don't have boys that the girls are like, this is stupid. Like,
it is stupid.
Yeah, they know.
I don't think Liam knows what he's doing. I think yesterday I was on the phone with my dad and he was asking Liam a question. Liam's like, yeah, that's a little sus. And I'm like, I need you to not.
Yeah. Lainey likes to tell us, yes, queen.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
I'm here for that. And like, that's because we watched a lot of Project Runway together. So,
valid.
So, yeah. Those are my ones and fives. It's all about the weather.
Mine are all children related. So I have two fives that I'll start with. So one, the picture my husband just sent me is Liam is currently, as recording, getting his braces off.
So crazy.
He's had braces for a year. He's almost 9. And I was telling Rachel before the recording. Well, they do it a lot earlier now because he had to get an expander. So he didn't have, like, when he got his expander, essentially he had lost 3 baby teeth that could not, there was no room for them to come in. Like, there was none. Spots for them to come in. So we had to do the expander and then the braces. Like, it was kind of part of it. And so they basically, this is like phase one, the expander and braces. And then once he loses all his baby teeth, we'll see if he needs another year.
Okay. That's what I was wanting, because they haven't done it with Lainey because she hasn't lost all her baby teeth yet.
If he does, he would only need like another 6 to 8 months. It's not, so it does cut, like, in the long run it cuts down on the amount of time you have braces, which is great.
I think I have to wear a retainer
now. I'll have to wear a retainer, and we're like very concerned because he has to wear it 24/7. for the first 6 months. I'm like, he's going to lose that
the
day he gets it. Like, so
like at school, anyway, it's going to be gone.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And so, and then my other five I was telling Rachel about is that we, our local high school cheerleaders did this like fundraiser where they essentially auctioned off five spots. It's like five girls and then each girl gets to bring a friend and they call it Game Day Girls. And so
cute.
They basically get to eat dinner with the cheerleaders do their hair and makeup, they get a little personalized outfit and bows and palms, and they get to do all the pregame stuff with them and like be on the field. And I saw that they did it last year and Charlotte was in preschool, she's too young. And so one of her friend's moms and I went in on it together. It was like $500. And so So we split it, and because it was like you and a friend. And so they get to do that tonight. It was supposed to be tomorrow night, but because of the impending storms,
they moved
like all the district games. Like I'm sure y'all's high school game got moved too. Yeah. And it's also elementary night, which means the kids get to
run. Yeah. So we had that a couple of weeks ago.
There's a lot happening at the game tonight.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm really excited about that. My one star is that as much as I love my kids, I love their school, I love events, all of them are this week. We had book fair, we have Red Ribbon Week, we had a family picnic and color run last night that we did not go to because I was like, I cannot attend everything.
No.
Tomorrow they're supposed to have a pumpkin carving contest. We're not doing that either. There's early release today. I'm like, this is like
they're
a lot of-
carving the pumpkins at school, are they?
No, it's like a contest. Like you bring it.
Wow. Like, I can't believe they let them carve them. So we have like a pumpkin contest, but it's...
No. Like you do it at home and you like bring, the, like with your parents.
But still,
you,
like, bring they were like, we are like, well, you can paint them.
Or no, ours was painting. I think they switched it to just painting.
Yeah. They were like, you cannot carve it. They were like, don't bring any carved pumpkins to school. And it's, we only do it like kinder, second, fourth, sixth. So they do it the even years, which is nice because we get a break. But then on the years that, because the girls are the same... like even odd
so
schedule.
It's just always
so the years where it's evens then no they're on the same one so it's like double
yeah,
work
so
that
like,
year
so but, one year you have off completely and the next year you have to do
I don't know which one's better probably that
yeah that would because my kids would be the opposite because they're kindergarten through.
But I'm like but, at least they all do it like the, we just sat them down at the table last year and they did it together
I mean I think if we like had the bandwidth I mean Andrew and I, you know, just got back in town and then he immediately went camping with Liam last weekend.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And so I just feel like it's like we're still trying to play catch up just from like being gone.
Yeah.
So I was like, some of these things are just going to have to not happen. Like, because I was telling Liam, he was like, oh, are we going to go to the picnic? And I'm like, you know, they have it every year. Like, we next year. So it's put on by fourth grade. It's like a fourth grade fundraiser.
Okay.
Sure. I will have a fourth grade. Well, we will have fourth graders, ooh, which seems
wrong.
It's crazy that after this year, he only has two more years of elementary school. But y'all won't. When will, do we not know? Is that one of the things we're voting on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I look at you, I'm like, oh, right. We're in this. I frequently forget Rachel and I are in the same school district. Our kids are. We do not. I mean, we live close. We're like 10 minutes from each other, but. Yeah. You wouldn't know. We see each other on average one time
a year. I don't know. I feel like 10 minutes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that's a long time.
It might as well be
on opposite sides miles of the Metroplex.
Yeah. But, yeah. So they have turned, in my neighborhood, they have turned the junior highs into middle schools.
Yeah.
I still don't understand the phrasing, why it matters, what if we call it junior high or middle school.
I don't think
whatever.
It does. Yeah.
Sixth grade is... no longer, and this is the first year that now, or maybe last year was the first
year. Last year was the first year.
Last year was the first year. Sixth grade is in middle school now.
Yeah.
When you were growing up, though, it was seventh and eighth, right?
My seventh grade year was the last year of seventh, eighth, ninth.
So mine was always seventh and eighth. And so, like, but Andrew grew up at being sixth, seventh, and eighth, and he's like, no, that's how it should be. And in my head, I'm like, no, like,
I feel like the majority of the country is middle school model. So 6, 7, 8. For the longest time where we lived and where I grew up, where we live and where I grew up was 7, 8, 9. And then
so
it
moved my dad,
ninth to high school.
I went to the same middle school and high school as my dad and my aunts. And it was 7th, 8th, 9th.
Okay. Yeah.
So sometime in the 30 years between me being there and my dad being there, it switched to, just 7th and 8th, which I actually liked, but I almost feel like all of those years need their own schools. Like,
well,
I feel that, like that is the
that, yeah.
I feel like it's just a really hard time. It's like, I really go back and forth because I do think sixth grade is too old to be in elementary school.
Yes.
But I also think ninth grade is too young to be in high school. Like, so at our high school, they used to have, it was the same
campus.
They
used to have the freshman center.
And so it's like, you were there, but like, you were like still separated.
Yeah.
Which I think it's because when I was in high school, a girl in my grade, was like having a thing with a senior, and looking back on that, I'm like, oh, that's illegal.
Like he was
18, she was 14. Yeah. It's gross.
Yeah.
Like that's yucky. Like we don't want to do that. Now, if she was 18 and he was 22, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Right. Yeah. He was actually 23. So even better.
So crazy to think about that you were 18 with a 23-year-old.
I think about that now, like when I meet people that are like 18 or even like 22 when I got married at 22, and I'm like, or like 25, and like I was having Lainey at 25. Like I'm just like, wow, it is crazy.
No,
I think the sixth grade thing though, like first of all, when we were freshmen, and I think some places still do this, they have like they're in the same building, but they have their kind of own wing. And so it's not like not a completely separate center, but it's like you kind of have your own side of the building where most of your classes are.
At the middle school, the sixth graders are like pretty separated from the seventh
grade. And with the sixth grade move, I will say like I understand parents who are concerned about that and who like want to hold on to like the innocence of their child or whatever, but like from the teacher standpoint, I saw these sixth graders in the school building with 5-year-olds and sometimes like 3 and 4-year-olds.
Yes, because now for us at least, since they've moved sixth grade to the middle schools, all of the campuses have pre-K. And like our school has, I think 8 pre-K classes.
Yeah.
Like we have like a very big, like, cause we get a lot of, bilingual pre-K and we have special needs pre-K.
Yes.
So, and then I think we have 1 or 2 like gen ed pre-Ks.
Yeah.
But we have like a very big pre-K community at our school. And I do like that because I do feel like it makes pre-K, more, is attainable the right word?
Yeah. For sure.
And more attainable because it's not like I was trying accessible. To explain this to Andrew. Yeah. Thank you.
I was on board attainable. Yeah.
A couple years ago that like not everybody, like a lot of kids go into kindergarten and that's their first time in school.
Yes.
Like preschool is a luxury item.
100%.
And it's very expensive.
Yeah.
And with pre-K being at these schools now, they do it in a sense where like, some people do pay for it, but you can also qualify for free, free, reduced. Like it's very affordable.
Yes, for sure.
And accessible. It's
so even the paid portion, like when I was paying for the girls to go, was like $150 a month. Like it was insane.
Oh yeah. Well, yes. And then if you work in the district, like again, like, but it's also, don't they have, even before pre-K in the district, like there are like daycares that you
there
can
there are like, daycares for kids. Teachers. Yeah. Yeah. So before 3 years old, you can, now there are, that was a relatively new thing. And my kids were too old when it finally happened, but, but I think that there are still schools right now that have the pre-K and the sixth grade, like all still on one campus.
That's
and
I'm too
like,
much.
It's too much. It's too much. It's too much for the kids, but it's also too much for the staff. Like you are servicing such a wide range of like developmental, where we are developmentally, that it's too hard. Anyway, that's my rant about public education. So hope everybody was happy to tune into that.
I'm always happy to rant about public education. Are you reading anything?
I am. So I just finished a vampire book that like gave very much Twilight vibes.
'Tis the season.
I know. I'm gonna make sure I get the name right. It is called Until the Heart Stops, by Jillian Eliza West. And I saw Jillian in conversation with Julie Soto when I went down there like the summer, I think it was. Went down to Austin and saw current conversation. So I've had her book on my TBR, and then it's like she just came out recently with this vampire book. And I was like, sold, it is October, say less. I'm gonna be here with, and it's kind of, it gives a little bit like Twilight, but like when the Volturi were first formed kind of vibes. So like that kind of side of things. And it was really good. I loved it. And it's going to have, there's going to be a sequel to it, which is about one of the other characters, and it kind of gets set up at the end. And so I'm excited to read that. So I finished that one, and then I moved on to her. She has a romantic-y duet that's a Hades and Persephone retelling. And so I moved on to that. So I'm reading that right now, which is called Ruin by Jillian Eliza West. And I'm pretty early into that. I'm like, let's see. 23% in, but I'm having a good time so far. So,
I'm not reading anything. I am, however, very excited because as of recording, nobody wants this back on Netflix.
Okay, I was like, we have to talk about this because.
So, before we recorded, I watched the first episode. I've only watched the first one. One thing I love about this show is I could legit watch the whole season today, likely because it's the episodes are really quick. I love this show so much. I have no suggestions for it. It's no notes. There's not one thing I would change about this show. The casting is perfect.
Do you know it almost wasn't Adam Brody?
Who was it?
Oh, they said it on the Today Show this morning and I can't remember. I'll get back to you.
You watch it, right?
Yes. I loved the first season. Brian and I watched it together. We're super excited to start. Is it all 10 episodes out today? Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. We're super excited to start watching that tonight post bedtime.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Yeah. Andrew watched the first half of the season with me and said he didn't like it because he sucks. And so I'm watching it because I'm not. The other thing about Andrew is like he will binge watch like a CIA show and stay up till 1 a.m. and like be like more episodes. Something like this, he's like, we've watched 3. That's enough. I'm like, absolutely not. I'm going to watch the whole thing. So I don't want to wait for him to like decide. But here's what he will do. I will watch it. And then in like 6 months, he'll be like, someone told me this show is really funny. The amount of times he's done this to me with a show or a movie where I've suggested it and he's like, been like, no. And then someone else suggests it and he's like, oh, like someone else said it was really good. I'm like, fuck you, because I said it was really good.
I said that. Brian's been watching the Owen Wilson golf show, Stick.
No.
Which he
nothing
said.
Nothing you just said, not any of the words you just said. sound good
appealing
to
you, but he said he got to the finale last night and was sobbing.
I don't like Owen Wilson.
Okay,
hot take.
Well,
I've met him in person. He's actually a massive asshole. And I don't mind golf. I'm neutral on golf, but I don't enjoy it enough to watch Owen Wilson in a show about golf. Also, can we talk about Love is Blind?
Ugh.
I haven't watched last night.
I haven't either. I was like, wait. I haven't watched last night's. Yeah.
We haven't. Okay. So that's good. So no spoilers because neither of us have seen it. But I'm caught up otherwise. And I have to look up people's names.
You'll hear us talk about this a little bit in our episode next week with our guest. That was a phenomenal. We had so much fun recording with this guest. And we talked a little bit about.
We haven't talked about it. That might have been. Quite literally one of my favorite.
I felt like I was just like, okay, so we record next week. You get to hear an episode with Dr. Jodi McAllister, who is a romance author, but she is also an academic scholar on like romance.
She was wonderful.
It was a phenomenal interview, but then also I just felt like I was learning so much. I was like, I want to attend lectures that you have. Like, I need you to like,
I want to be like, text friends with her. Like, I just want to like talk to her all the time.
I wonder if we need to ask her if she has like a YouTube channel of like her lectures, because I was like, this is fascinating. And so we talk a lot about reality TV dating on that episode. So you'll hear that next week. But Love is Blind.
Okay. This Megan season. And Jordan. I need to talk about Megan and Jordan.
Okay.
He's the one with the kid. Okay.
Yes.
Which like at first I'm like, oh, he has a kid. Like, yeah. Yeah. He is going to be serious about this. I like her.
I can't decide if I like her or not.
Oh, I like her. I'm going to tell you the other guy I definitely don't like. And that would be Joe. I like Madison. I think Madison could do some inner work that would be helpful for her.
Yeah.
Before perhaps committing to somebody. Well, actually, I think all of these people could do a lot of inner work that would be helpful to them. I think it's weird, though, going back to the girl I was just talking about. When he had all those tattoos and she in the pods was like, oh, I don't really like tattoos. And he's like, oh, I have a couple. Dude is fully sleeved. Right,
and
tatted.
I just felt, I was like, are you, I don't understand, like, what's, why are you not being honest with her?
Andrew and I were both so bothered by that, like, yeah. And I know some people might be listening, like, oh, like, that's not that big of a deal, but, like, when you're trying to form a relationship with somebody and you make such a blatant lie about something that, that isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah. Like, that was not the thing to me deal. Is like, you're not being honest with her. And like, that was what was weird to me. And I know that that's like toes the line on like appearance. And so that's, I feel like that's probably why he was doing it, was because he didn't want to talk about his appearance. But I was like, she's straight up talking about tattoos and you're saying, I have a couple, and like, you have literally a full arm and leg sleeve that we can see.
And I feel too, like, so Andrew's commentary on Love is Blind is really funny, but he was like, here's the thing. When you go on the show and like you meet each other after and you're kind of like, oh, you know, I might like this person, we get engaged, whatever. I cringe so hard when they say I love you, because I'm like, yeah. You've literally had four conversations, but like, yeah. Whatever. But it's when they get out of the pods and they're engaged and they're together, and then you can tell they immediately don't like each other, and it's for sure looks. And I'm like, yes. First of all, that girl, okay, I'm going to talk about Madison. Madison is beautiful. Yes. She has a stunning, gorgeous face. She's beautiful. She's not like the skinniest person, but she is not overweight by any stretch of the imagination.
No, and but honestly, she has a banging body.
But you can tell the minute he saw her, yeah. He was like, no.
Yeah.
And it's stuff like that that I'm like, I look at her and like, she's not somebody that I would look at and be like, oh, like she could use some weight, lose some weight. Like I
try not to think that about anybody. And like, listen,
but you know what I'm saying?
Like she looks great. And he was like, she's large. And I was like, what the fuck? Like
she's not large.
Was so bothered by him. And, also, the same person, the psycho girl, actually, I don't know if she's psycho, but Casey, who saw Patrick, and she was like, and that whole interaction of like her jumping on him and like being like, I can't do this, but then also like jumping up and like kissing him before she leaves and all this stuff. It was like
that interaction. Didn't she not know he was Asian?
She did.
I'm like 99% sure she ended it because he's Asian.
I think so too, but I'm pretty sure she knew. But I also feel like she was one of those.
Calling her a racist, in case anyone's wondering. She 1000% knew he was Asian.
Yeah.
Met him, but it's like, okay, like if that's not your first of all. If you're going to be that ridiculous, yeah. Don't go on this show.
I feel like it was one of those here for the wrong reasons things, because she was like, my ex when I got on, my ex when I came on was like, I would take you back, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, girl, she was like, he wanted me to come on so that, like I could, I don't know. It was so weird. I was like,
but this he also was talking. I felt so bad for him because he was talking to that other girl he really liked and she just left the show.
I know.
And I'm like, oh, that made me sad. But I also like, I almost respect the people who leave the show during that more, because yeah. I'm like, you've realized that like, hey, like I thought I could do this. I really can't. And like, I'd rather somebody do that than get to the engagement. Like,
yeah,
I can't. We were watching this season and I'm like, I can't imagine any of these couples get married.
No,
like not one of these couples is getting married.
No, I need to go back. And maybe that's what I'll do this afternoon while I'm doing some computer work, is go watch last night's episode. But I don't know. I really like Calabria.
Oh, yeah. I did like her. That guy is a nut job. Oh,
but Edmund, he's like, she's like having to mother him. And I.
No, no. She.
And like, there's nothing wrong with like being an emotional guy, but like he still is trying to figure himself out. And you can tell that. And like, she's got her shit together. And.
But like, when we were talking to Dr. McAllister about like The Bachelor and all of this, I was like, in this, it kind of, I mean, y'all will hear a lot more in depth about that on next week's episode. We go deep about The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And our feelings about The Bachelor. But it's the same thing where it's like, some of these shows are like very fun for a couple seasons. And you just got into Love is Blind last season, right? Like, it was last season and you went back and watched them.
It was. Didn't you? First season, like right when it came out, and then and then I stopped, and then like one or two seasons ago, I went back, I watched it, and then I went back and watched everything that I had missed. And I've watched like the Love is Blind UK. There was a Love is Blind UK people that got married last year that I loved. She was like a stunning redheaded dancer, and I think her name was Megan. And so I'm like, I feel like there have been some really good couples that have come out of it. And like, we talked about the first couple where they just had the baby.
Cameron and what's her name? His name is Cameron.
I wouldn't have been able to pull that out. So I'm proud of you.
I know her Instagram handle. It's like Need for Speed.
Yeah. Let me find it Lauren?
Yes.
Is it
Lauren Speed Hamilton? Yes, it's Lauren. It's Cameron and Lauren. Yeah, they just had a baby.
Yeah.
Ezra William Hamilton is his name.
Oh, sweet. I just feel like, you get these, when we start the shows, when they first come on, you get people who have no idea what they're signing up for. They have no idea if it's going to take off or not. So they really are coming on to just like do this experiment and like see what happens. And then I feel like the more popular a show gets, the more it's like you just get these random ass people.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you. I think it's just and that's kind of all reality TV, right? Like, especially reality TV dating, I feel. But even something like Survivor, like, I feel like if you've been listening to this podcast, you know, I'm a big Survivor person. I've literally not missed a season since season one. Andrew and I love it. It's one of our favorite shows to watch together. But like, I do feel like there's like a mix of people who go on Survivor that are like diehard Survivor fans that have been watching it like forever. And then there are people who just like hope that they're controversial enough to like then get to go on like Traitors or like another, you know, because now I feel like all these shows just like intersect with each other on other shows. And it's like very incestuous. Like even The Challenge, which used to be Real World Road Rules that I used to watch like 20 years ago.
But
I was like reading a random cast about it. And there's still some people that have been on the show for 25 years. They're like in their late 40s, early 50s. I'm not kidding you.
That's crazy.
Johnny Bananas, I think, still does it. But there are people from Survivor. There are people from Love is Blind. Like, it's weird.
Yeah. And like, I do understand, like, there, to a certain extent, you do have to be ready to kind of become a public figure because you are putting yourself on TV and that might be something that happens. But I don't know. I feel like it's just gotten too. I don't like it. I feel yucky about it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Can we talk about, I kind of mentioned this to Rachel earlier before, since we're just yapping today. Yeah. I need to talk about the Reminders of Him trailer.
Please tell me about
it. Colleen Hoover's book, Reminders of Him, is being made into a movie. I feel like, I don't feel bad for Colleen Hoover. I do feel bad for people attached to her movies because I feel like It Ends With Us was such a shit show that now all of her movies are like, quote, like a hair tainted. Like, I feel like it's like they're already starting in a negative, right? I will say also, Regretting You comes out tomorrow. I was going to go to I had sneak preview passes Tuesday night and I was going to go, but it's just like too busy of a week. And I was like,
I also feel like all these movies feel like they have the same title. I cannot keep them straight.
Yes. Valid. Yeah. So Regretting You.
But they're not they're not in the same universe though, right?
No, like, no.
They don't cross over.
And then she does have books that cross over. Some of her earlier books have like some crossover to them.
Yeah.
There's a chart. And then Reminders of Him, I think, comes out in February, but the trailer was just released this week. And when I tell, first of all, the two songs they chose for the trailer, I mean, good job with the marketing, because now I can't get either of them out of my head, but also they're like sad songs, okay. Right? Like, it's mm-hmm. like The Night We Met is a very sad song. And the story, this is not a spoiler. This book's been out for like 5 or 6 or 8 years or something at this point. But essentially the story is Scotty and Kenna meet and fall in love when they're, I think, like late teenage years, and they're in a car accident and she's driving and Scotty dies. And
okay, wait. Pause. This is not the one that's coming out like today.
No, this is the one that's coming out in February that I just watched the trailer for.
Okay.
So they're in a car accident. He dies and she goes to jail because, and I haven't read the book in a long time, she leaves the scene. It's not like it wasn't like she left the scene of the crime.
Okay.
So, and I forget why.
There's also a car accident in the one that comes out Regretting You?
Yes. A lot of her books have car accidents.
Okay.
Actually.
What? Okay.
Now that I'm looking back, like Ugly Love also has like a very traumatic car accident.
Dude, did she, there must have been a car accident that happened in her life that she
has car accident trauma. She must that she's working through. But yes, so anyways, in Reminders of Him, car accident, he dies, she goes to jail, is pregnant when she goes to jail, has the baby, his parents raise the baby. Okay.
But he's dead. Gets out of, it's his baby.
He's dead.
Okay.
Yes. She gets out of jail like 5 years later and wants to go meet her child as one would. And so she goes back to this town where she's like clearly a pariah because she, you know, everyone's looking at her like, you killed this guy.
Yeah.
And falls in love with his best friend. Best friend doesn't know who she is at first, right? Then best friend finds out. I don't remember. It's been a long, listen.
I'm like, how come best friend doesn't know who she is? I don't understand.
I'm getting high level information that could possibly be wrong because I've only read this book one time.
Okay.
And it was when it came out many years ago. Rachel's like, tell me more.
I'm like, I don't understand. Rachel, how does that happen?
Because here's the thing. As y'all know, she doesn't do sad stuff. Rachel will never read this book or see this movie.
No, I won't.
So,
yeah. But thank you for giving me the overview.
So she falls in love with him. And then he like kind of helps her, right? Like he's like trying to like mend things between the parents, and then it you know, it gets messy. Anyway, I cannot remember exactly how it ends. I do feel like she ends up being able to have a relationship with the child, but I forget like
because isn't the trailer like co-custody? I feel like I saw part of the trailer yesterday where like she walks up to the house and she's like, "I want to see her."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe not the way to go about it. But, like, you know what? I don't know what I would do in that situation.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't bring her to jail.
The child? Oh, well, the parents hate her. And the parents got custody.
Like, they hate her because... Custody. But it was her fault? And then she left the scene of the crime? I don't know.
I can't remember.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If you're listening to this and you have more recently read Reminders of Him, let us slide into the DMs of the show.
This is going to be a really bad overview.
I don't actually want to reread the book because it's too much. Yeah. I will see the movie when it comes out, possibly. Mm-hmm. I still have not seen It Ends With Us. I never plan to watch it. I have not a one desire to give my attention or time to that movie. And I have to forget that Colleen Hoover is a part of these other two because I do want to watch them and I don't like her. And I don't think that she has anyone's best intentions at heart except her own. And that is my hot take on Colleen Hoover.
Wow. That is a hot take.
Listen, all I know is that when Justin Baldoni decided he wanted to take on It Ends With Us, she sung his praises over and over and over. She loved Justin Baldoni. She was so excited, so excited. And then Blake Lively jumped on board and it was like, oh no, now I'm on Team Blake.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like opportunists.
Yeah.
I think Colleen Hoover is an opportunist.
Yeah. I agree.
That's my hot Colleen Hoover take of the day.
Now, do you think that Blake Lively and Taylor Swift are still friends?
I don't.
Yeah.
I do not.
We haven't even talked about the new Taylor Swift album.
Oh, I'm happy to talk about that for the next 5 hours. I could have a whole podcast. I should have it. Someone said to me the other day they were surprised I don't have a Taylor Swift podcast.
Truly.
And I'm like, am surprised I don't have a Taylor Swift podcast.
I too am surprised about that. Did you order any of the like
I never order stuff.
Okay. I didn't know.
I never order. Yeah. I am an Apple Music girly, so I just wake up and it's on my phone.
Yeah.
But I don't order. I'm not a merch person. I don't have like physical copies of music. Mm-hmm. Much like with books. Yeah. You know, I'm digital.
Yeah.
And I think a big part of this is I don't like clutter.
Yeah.
So I don't like, I'm not somebody who likes stuff.
The things.
I wouldn't call myself a minimalist, but I don't like stuff.
Yeah.
And I was a big CD girly back in the day. But once I got an iPod in like, I don't know, when I was like 20 or something.
Yeah.
That was like my foray into digital things. And I was like, I will never go back.
Yeah. You're like,
I don't know how I used to travel with a big ass binder of CDs, like in my backpack to go on trips. Like what an insane thing to do.
Yeah.
But, I love the new album. I loved it immediately. I know some people like needed a minute. I like when her albums are like poppy and like fun. I also like when her albums are like sullen and sad. I appreciate all phases of Taylor's life. This is an album that a woman wrote who's getting dicked down real good.
Yeah.
Like,
I love it. I'm like, I am having a great time. That is my vibe.
I don't know how anybody can listen to the song Wood and not be like, good for you.
Yeah.
Like,
much like I like my books, I want my music to be like, I love Sabrina Carpenter. I want my music to be horny.
Someone that I know said that Sabrina Carpenter was like a Polly Pocket, and I can't unhear it now.
True. It's so true.
She is like a tiny little Polly Pocket. Yeah. She's so cute.
She's so cute.
She's so cute. I love her. I love I love our whole current little girl gang. Chapel Roan, Gracie, all of them.
Like, yes.
I'm here for it.
I know that there are some people that did not like the new Taylor album. I loved it. The girls have been jamming to it. I am also like the only other really Taylor album that we listen to. Like the most of the songs is Lover. And so I feel like it's got similar vibes.
That's Charlotte's favorite. I will say, I think 1989 has similar vibes. It's very like Shake It Off.
Yeah, that's true. We listen to that too. What's the one where it's like Blank Space? Isn't that 1989?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the Lonely Blank Starbucks Space. Lovers.
Yeah, we love it. I did make everybody learn the Fate of Ophelia dance. So we did that as a family. I'll have to send you the
Please do.
Video.
I tried to get Charlotte to do it with me, and she had no interest.
It was one of those days that they had off that I made them do it.
The only other thing Charlotte and I listen to in the car besides Taylor Swift is K-pop Demon Hunters. So
yes. Okay, so what's your favorite song and Charlotte's favorite song?
From the new album?
Yeah.
Charlotte's favorite song is Wood, and I have feelings about that.
Do you listen to the explicit version or the... Yeah,
because I'm not somebody who cares what my kids hear.
I'm not either.
I more so care that my kids are kind. I don't really care if they say fuck.
Yeah.
But my favorite song is Actually Romantic.
I love Actually Romantic. It's so good.
I love a burn. Okay. I love a petty ass burn. Yeah. And I think that song is so funny, especially when somebody said that they wonder if she wrote it about Donald Trump. And I was so unwell about it because it really works.
It does. I feel like it's, isn't it like rumored that it's Charlie XCX? No, that's Father Figure.
Yes. No, this is Charlie XCX. Father Figure is the guy who bought her masters.
Gotcha.
But like you would also really love Elizabeth Taylor.
That's Emmy's favorite, which I think is hilarious. She walks around the house going, Elizabeth Taylor. I'm like, girl.
I will say, I know people like it. I don't. Like, it's not my favorite on the album is Life of a Showgirl. Like, it's fine, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
It's just okay.
Same.
I do like Opalite.
I love Opalite.
It's Fate such of a bop. Is a bop.
Also a bop. Yeah.
This is sad, but I do like Ruin the Friendship.
But it's how do you listen to that and not sob? Like, I was listening to it while I was in the shower the other day and just, like, bawling. I was like, this is really sad.
Good.
Oh, man. It's sad.
I didn't like Father Figure at first, but I've grown to like it.
I love it,
Again, like I said, I like a burn.
Yeah,
so I really enjoy, I look a good diss track.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just like it. Like, let her have fun. I feel like people love to criticize all her new albums because she never does the same thing back to back. Like, you know, Tortured Poets was very different from this. And people are like, wait, where is Where's our angry music? It's like, she's got 500 songs. Okay. Yes. Go find, if you don't like, also it's like, if you don't like it, she's doing fine. Okay. Like she's fine.
Yeah.
Let her get fucked real good by her hot ass football player boyfriend who probably knows what he's doing. And apparently, you know, Redwood Tree.
I
mean, she says he dickmatized me in her song. And I'm like,
he otmatized me. I think, did you watch her on Jimmy Fallon?
Huh?
And she was like, he was like, now tell me about wood. And she was like, we went in and started writing that and things just got out of hand. I'm like, listen, that's the best description of it.
I want somebody to take a smutty book and do one of those like aesthetic videos, but to wood.
Yeah. I do think that I feel like a lot of, I don't know if you saw this, but I feel like I saw a lot of commentary that it's like, she's like writing for the trad wife. And I'm like, that made me angry. Made me literally angry. And like, she has mm-hmm. been working her ass off for however many years, almost 20 years. And you're saying that because she is now in a relationship as a 35-year-old woman or however old she is, that now she's writing for the trad wife? Like, come on.
I don't like it. It
made me
it.
Mad. I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Feminism is being able to
make your choice,
whatever you want to do.
Do you know what I love about the trad wife thing is being a trad wife, they're like so anti-feminist, but being a trad wife is kind of feminist.
It is very feminist. And also the monetizing their trad wife, I'm like, you are saying
you're a feminist.
I'm like, you're saying that women should not work and should be at home, and yet you're making money off of
TikTok while you make trad wife videos.
Yeah.
And you're doing TikTok shop. And then you're
making your own like products.
Women shouldn't work,
but you are working. It's so weird.
I think they like to say feminist is like a leftist thing, but it's really not, because feminism is just about deciding for yourself what you want to do. It's feminist if you're deciding you want to stay at home. It's feminist if you're deciding you want to work.
Yeah.
It's feminist if you're deciding you don't want to have kids or you do want to have kids.
Yes.
When you are making choices, that is being a feminist.
Yeah.
The whole point of feminism is being allowed to make choices.
Mm-hmm. And I always say what radicalized me was having girls. Having girls and...
I think having a girl radicalized Andrew too.
Yeah. And just like realizing that like I don't want them to experience the things
until
that I've
she put on that cheerleading outfit. And then I think he was like,
no,
we're not doing this.
Yeah.
No. He immediately was like, absolutely not. But it's funny because my kids, this is a very like hard left. My kids are becoming more like Liam loved to play with girls for the longest time and like loved his girlfriends. And he's like very, I almost think he's becoming like shy about it and like is like afraid to be around the girls. Also, Andrew just sent me a picture of him without braces.
Oh, and he's so big. Oh, I love it.
But he say he goes, his braces are off. He has a lot of wiggly teeth. I'm like, Charlotte's going to be so pissed. She hasn't lost a tooth yet. And all her friends in kindergarten are losing teeth. And she didn't even have a wiggly tooth.
No, my kids are late losers. They're late losers.
Has Emmy lost one yet?
No. Lainey didn't lose her first tooth until second half of first grade. And it's only because she bonked heads in PE with somebody that it knocked the tooth out.
Well, you know that's how Liam's two front teeth came out in preschool.
And so I think it's going to be a while before Emmy. She doesn't really have anything wiggly. So I'm like, so sorry.
By the way, I like that our whole episode was ones, fives, and what we're reading and watching. And then we were just like, all right, well, that's it.
Well, that was a great yapping episode though. I think I enjoyed that. And
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. And we had a great time and we pivoted and we made it work.
Guys, we hope you enjoyed it. I love when Rachel and I get to just yap about nonsense. It's honestly the best. But we will see you guys next time.
Yeah. Wait, where can people find you?
Oh, duh. Guys, you can find me everywhere at Neelykins, except TikTok, where I'm Neely Moldovan. And you can find the podcast everywhere at Smut Show Podcast.
And you can find me everywhere at Rachel_M. Lewis and my books wherever, you know, you get your books. And next week we're going to be back to regularly scheduled programming. It's going to be a great episode. So we'll see you guys next time. Bye.